The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, should the land on golf courses instead be used to tackle the housing crisis? We ask this because Dunleary Rathdown County Council have been advised by the Chief Executive to support the redesignation of golf lands for future housing. But this has been met with pushback in the region. Some see the facilities as crucial to the community. I'm joined now by Larry Rowe from the Stepaside Golf Centre and Director of Irish Mortgage Brokers, Carl Dieter. And you're welcome to the programme, both of you. I'll come to you first, Larry, because Stepaside Golf Centre, your lands would be part of this strategic area, wouldn't it? Which could be earmarked now for future housing. So how do you feel about what's been happening?
Well, I find it very strange that they would first consider removing an amenity, an existing amenity, in a time when amenities are meant to be provided with residential housing, with residential developments. I agree that we need houses in the crisis that we're in, but all that comes with a level of amenities that need to be with it. We're kind of between two villages. We're between Stepaside and Kilkearnan, and it's almost like a buffer zone between the two. It's a green buffer. We're very much a community service. Like, we, I suppose many people see golf courses being very large, 100 acres, 120 acres, 18-hole golf course. We use 40 acres with two courses and the driving range. So we, it's busy in the sense of all ages can use it, families use it, sports clubs use it, colleges, schools, they all use it at different stages. And our point is, we're accessible. Like, we're not like clubs, we're not a club basis.
Yeah, the trope is, isn't it, Larry, that, you know, golf and golf clubs, they are for people who've made it, you know, have a bit of cash, maybe don't have to work as intensely as younger people, and they're attended by people who have homes. So the proposal here is for this land to be used for people who can't get a foot on the property ladder. What do you say to all of that?
Well, there's a lot of development in the area at the moment, and it's quite fast. It's fast moving, but there's a lack of amenities in general. And that's kind of clear. It's not just my opinion. There's not enough soccer pitches. Clubs can't get times on pitches. And we provide, that's just a golf course. It's a club. There's people can go in. It's a social hub. It's for all different levels. But it's just, I suppose, we're between two villages, and that's kind of, it's a natural area, that's where we are, that should be between providing the amenity between two areas, I suppose.
Let's hear what Carl Dieter thinks about this, because it's a balance, isn't it? Like, we need houses, but we also need to have a decent environment for people to live in, and Larry would argue with a facility like his there too.
Yeah, I think a facility like his is exactly the types of courses we're not talking about. So, 50 acres, well used, accessible by the public. You know, I don't think people have a problem with that, but you take then, you know, more like the mill towns, the large kind of the Rathfarnhams, the large South Dublin area clubs. I mean, south of the river, not specific to Dunleary Rathdown. You know, they're sitting on more like 180 acres. And two things. A, is golf is a minority sport. It's played by about 2% of people in the country, far lower numbers than go to gyms, play football, GAA, cycling, running. And it occupies huge amounts of territory. Now, I'm not saying go in and say, look, we're taking all your stuff. I'm not saying that. But you could turn around and say, look, we will offer you zoning. There might be a part of your course that's like not the best part for use as golf, but it has road access, you know, and if you were to sell that to the council and they could build housing, you know, you would perhaps have funding resolved for your club for many years into the future. Because despite golf being, and the trope isn't a trope, by the way, that it's a posh game. It is. The gear is expensive. You know, to be in the good clubs is expensive, or you're locked out entirely. That is a fair statement, and it is a minority sport.
It's not how Larry described his place.
But his place is exactly he's probably the best person you could get on to be against this, because he's like the one club, I don't even know how you found the guy, he's like the one club that does this kind of stuff, and it's a smaller place. So, Larry, well done.
You see, Larry's talking to us because Larry's land will be included in this strategic review. Isn't that right, Larry? You know that.
The review doesn't mean you have to do it, I don't think.
One thing I would agree with Carolyn is, like, we are slightly different than a full golf course. But I will say one thing. We have a lot of kids playing from 5, 6, 7 years up. Like, we've been doing this 30 years. The difference over 30 years in the level of, I suppose, young people playing. I mean, whether it's the kind of the likes of the Masters and the high profile it gets, But we're a short course, we're two short courses, and we're also covered for the driving range. Like, it's just an all-year activity. I mean, it's open to everyone.
Your land isn't being put forward for rezoning, you know, and the chief executive of Dunleary Rathdown has made that clear. That's not what's happening here.
Well, no, it's not clear that it's not happening. It's an intention to look at it, to have it designated for the future for reconsideration or consideration. Now, we are an amenity, we're a zoned amenity, and if the local authority believes that this should remain amenity, then there's no need for us to be included in the strategic land objective.
So leave you out is what you're saying?
Well, as we're zoned at the moment is exactly what we're doing. We're agriculture and amenity and providing amenity, and we would look to expand on some of the amenities in the future as well.
You wouldn't give them the 2 acres to keep them away, would you?
Well, I mean, 2 acres isn't like, if you're, 2 acres still isn't serviced. Like, it either a half an acre, an acre, the servicing in the area isn't there. The NTA have expressed concerns that it's premature almost, that they wouldn't be able to engage, or they wouldn't be able to provide transport to the area without significant further engagement. You know, so a lot of the consideration is premature. Now, the strategic land objective is, I suppose, it's an intent to allow them to rezone the land if necessary.
All right, Larry, I have messages coming in on this, and Carl, you might respond to this one. I don't play golf, but many of my friends do. It's a lifeline for them. Why would you put houses on golf courses? And why aren't they looking to put houses on GAA pitches or soccer pitches? Many golf clubs outside of Dublin are certainly not elitist.
Yeah, so a few things. A football pitch, you know, occupies, all said, probably about an acre and a half. You know, whereas golf clubs, we're talking about 180 acres. And yes, it's a lifeline, but you need a lifeline every 3 miles because, well, maybe you do. I don't think you do. You know, we don't have passport offices every 5 miles or other things you need, and you need a passport to travel. There's loads of different things we could argue about that. I'm just talking about the trade-offs. And the trade-off is this. If you were to turn around and just say, look, we're just going to purchase Milltown Golf Club. This is a hypothetical before the rage texts start pouring in. And we can actually put about 3,500 houses on there. You know, roughly every 10th or 11th house built in this country would be there in Milltown. Milltown is a great area, loads of amenities, loads of great stuff going on. Everyone wants to live there. Why would you say no to that? And people say, oh, because you're taking away my right to, you know, chase after a little white ball however many times I like to do it. That's fine. Look, I'm just saying that there are trade-offs and you can make that choice. Mm-hmm. Now, they also might say, look, we're going to zone it. You don't have to use it, but you might get to a point someday where maybe something happens on there and you have a claim to settle. Maybe something happens and you want to like build like a bigger car park. And so you're going to sell 5 acres and that'll give you all the funding you need to build it, this big car park. And then you can reclaim more of the land and have like a multi-story or some other thing. It gives them options. You see, it's not like every golf club would be against this. Because
so you're saying the golf club should be sensible here and capitalize on this offer of selling some of their land.
And help society. Outside of their membership, who they normally help first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. So keep your golf course, but give some of your land over to the council.
Sell.
Yeah, sell it.
And you know, or even if you don't, at least have the option to do it. It's a sensible thing to do, because if enough public outrage builds, eventually people are going to go on Google Maps, look at Dublin and say, wow, we have all this housing shortage, but look at these huge 200-acre tracts with nothing on it. We should just go and compulsory purchase them. And then you lose it all.
Are you advising that Larry does the same with his smaller place in Stepaside?
Like, I'm not Larry's advisor. He has to draw his own counsel from wherever he gets it. What I would say is, you know, there's nothing mandatory about this, but I don't think there's much to give on a 50-acre course. Like, golf by its nature, it does need a lot of land. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these clubs have been around for a very, very long time. So I don't really see him as being in the crosshairs of what this would be aiming at. It's actually be the larger clubs. Now, thankfully, the larger clubs have loads of rich supporters who will fight them in the courts forever. And that's a great thing.
You can still get plenty of houses, though, on Larry's 50 acres, right?
That's if you wiped it out. But I don't think that would be a good choice, because if you look at what Larry's course is doing, getting kids involved in sport, I love that. Doesn't matter what sport it is. So great for kids to be in sport. It's providing an important sport that Ireland is really good at. Like, I don't know golf history, but before, you know,
we've Porrick and we have Shane and we have Rory.
But we weren't punching them out like with consistency in the past. And now it seems we do. We've got great golfers. That's because we have a great place for doing it. Like Ireland.
Are you arguing your way back into this now that we keep all of the golf courses?
No, No, not all the golf courses. What I'm saying is there's
part of all
there's
of the
2,000 acres or more in South Dublin alone, which could turn into housing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you just took, say, you know, 200 acres of one of those, let's just say we said, look, out of we're going to draw straws, and out of the five or six, one of them is going. Boom, 4,000 houses, 3,000 houses. Like, that's a massive dent in a housing crisis. And South Dublin is the worst place in the world for buying a house nearly because of the prices and lack of availability. Imagine how much you could solve. And okay, so we have one less golf course in the country. Like, okay, shoot me now for saying that's not the world's biggest tragedy. I think that's perfectly acceptable as a trade-off, but not necessarily a mandatory.
But Larry, for you, you're running a campaign on this, aren't you?
Well, we're just, I suppose I don't see why we should be in the strategic land objective when we're already an amenity that is what's needed in the area. Like, as I say, there's a significant amount of residential development ongoing at the moment here, and it's one of the fastest growing wards in the country now almost. But the amenities aren't following it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're there, we're ready-made, we've been there a long time. We provide for the community. Like, as it's as Carl said, it's open. It's slightly different than just a golf course, and I do appreciate the size of golf courses. But also,
so you, do you agree that there's a different argument, though, to be made around the larger golf courses in urban areas?
I think that the one of the arguments around the larger golf courses in the urban areas is that they need space around them as well as what land they're using. So there's buffer zones required around courses to make them viable. So if Dunleary were to kind of rezone part of our course, as Carl was saying, you give away some of it, that we there may be land that mightn't look like it's been used, but it's a buffer, as in it's an area that you require just to keep it as a green area or keep it separate from residential, like delineated as it should be. So it's not just like what looks like land maybe not being used is actually there for other reasons.
Just like respectable land wastage is effectively what he's describing.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to have to leave that there, but I see so many text messages coming in on that one. So there clearly is a huge interest in it. Larry, thanks for talking to us. Larry Rowe from Stepaside Golf Centre and Carl Dieter from mortgagebrokers.ie.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.